From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Several bills have been introduced in the Missouri legislature to battle the opioid epidemic this year. Yesterday, a bill that would allow healthcare professionals to provide hypodermic needles was passed in the House. Veronica Mohesky reports.
Republican Holly Rader from Sykeston was able to pass her bill in the House in response to the opioid crisis on Monday. House Bill 1486 would exempt healthcare professionals from being penalized for providing clean needles to people with addictions. Rader says this bill could help people struggling with addiction. She says that when people seek out these programs, they can then safely begin treatment for their addictions. The bill passed with bipartisan support, with 133 yeses and 22 noes. The bill will now be sent to the Senate. I'm Veronica Mohesky, the Missouri News Network.
Most former felons in Missouri who were convicted of nonviolent crimes would get the right to vote back sooner under two proposals. Legislation debated yesterday in a state Senate committee would give former offenders the right to vote as soon as they're released from prison. Missouri felons currently lose the right to vote until they complete their probation and parole terms. It's unclear how far the proposals will advance this year. Some Republicans on the committee argued that prisoners haven't fully paid their debts to society until they finish probation or parole. At least 72 firearm-related bills have been filed so far this legislative session. That's the largest number in a decade. For Democrats, who make up a minority of the legislature, significant across-the-aisle support will be needed in order to pass any of their proposed policies. Republicans, on the other hand, could have a much easier time seeing their bills become law. Around 45 of those bills aim to restrict access or add regulations to the use of guns in some form, while almost all the rest want to make sure Second Amendment rights aren't infringed upon or are expanded. A bill that would create a prescription drug monitoring program in Missouri survived a Senate hearing yesterday, but still faces the final obstacle it has been unable to overcome for the past 7 years. The bill would require the Department of Health and Senior Services to create a statewide electronic prescription monitoring database. Similar databases exist in all 49 other states. The bill would require medical providers to track prescriptions for drugs with potential for abuse. Drug data would be subject to the same HIPAA protections as other medical information, and under the bill, the unauthorized sharing of data would be a Class E felony. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.